From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Russia has sent fighter aircraft to Syria. U.S. officials said Friday that Russia had deployed four Sukhoi attack aircraft to an airbase near Latakia along a stretch of coastline still controlled by forces loyal to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. A total of eight Russian helicopters, including Mi-24 Hind attack helicopters and Mi-15 transport helicopters, had also been spotted. Here in Washington, White House spokesman Josh Earnest said Friday that the United States is planning dialogue with Russia to make sure that both countries understand what the other is doing in Syria.
We believed there would be some value in some tactical, practical discussions with the Russians about how to advance the goals of our counter-ISIL operation and to ensure the safe conduct of those anti-ISIL operations.
At the Pentagon, meanwhile, officials said Defense Secretary Ash Carter had a constructive conversation about Syria Friday with Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu. Until now, U.S. defense officials had been wary of talks with Russia, saying that Russia had failed to make its intentions in Syria clear. Croatia has sent at least 1,000 migrants to Hungary by train and bus after saying it can no longer register or accommodate the new arrivals. The migrants were in turn boarded by Hungary onto other trains and buses that police say were headed to registration points near the border with Syria. Earlier Friday, Croatia's prime minister said his country cannot and will not close its borders, but will redirect migrants to Hungary. This is VOA News. At least 29 people have been killed and several others wounded after militants attacked a Pakistani Air Force base in northwestern Pakistan. As Ayaz Gul reports from Islamabad, the Pakistani Taliban is claiming responsibility.
Authorities say heavily armed militants in paramilitary forces uniforms staged the attack on Badabir base near the city of Peshawar. Army spokesman Major General Asim Bajwa says the assailants stormed the main gate just before dawn.
They got there and then they used rocket launcher and grenade and they just burst the gate.
He says some of the attackers stormed a mosque near the gate and lobbed grenades on worshippers before spraying them with bullets, killing 16 people. The militants then entered an adjacent block to kill several other people before being surrounded and killed by what officials called the Quick Reaction Force. The outlawed Pakistani Taliban claimed responsibility for the violence. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.
The African Union has suspended Burkina Faso because of Wednesday's coup and is threatening sanctions against the coup leaders unless they free the country's interim president and prime minister. The AU Peace and Security Council announced the decision after a meeting Friday in Addis Ababa. The council said on Twitter that the AU will not recognize or support any political process in Burkina Faso outside the transition launched in November of last year. It said the detention of interim President Michel Kafando, Prime Minister Isaac Zida, and two other ministers constitutes an act of terrorism and warned it will enact sanctions on perpetrators of the coup unless the officials are released immediately. The United States eased restrictions on travel and business on Cuba Friday, marking another notable advance in the thawing of relations between Washington and Havana. The changes in the U.S. Treasury and commerce regulations will allow for increased travel opportunities to Cuba for Americans. It will also provide Cubans with access to telecommunications and promote growth of business opportunities within Cuba. Close relatives in some authorized travel categories will now be allowed to travel to Cuba. Cargo, passenger, and some recreational vessels will also be allowed to travel to Cuba under a general license. And concerns about the U.S. Central Bank's warnings regarding the global economy sent stock prices lower on Wall Street Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 1.75%, while the S&P 500 was down 1.62%. The Nasdaq fell about 1.33%. European markets were also lower. Asian shares were mixed. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.